In the writing section, you have in task one, you have to compare a reading section with a listening section, and then you have to write an answer comparing the two. So if you don't take notes during the listening component of the task one, it's very difficult to write your answer, okay? So the note-taking skills, very important throughout the TOEFL test. So first of all, before we look at how to do it, let's look at what you need to concentrate on as you're listening, okay? Now, another thing to remember before I even start, this takes practice. This is a skill that you have to sharpen, that you have to practice with every day and before you go to take your test. Okay, now, the first mistake people make is they think they try to write down every word they hear. Impossible, okay? Unless you're like a stenographer, that's the person who works in court and writes down every word that the people in the courtroom are saying, lawyers, judges, defendants, etc., witnesses. You cannot write every word. Don't try. Sorry. You don't need to write every word. You need to concentrate on the details that are important, on the information that is important. Now, what you need to focus on are the big general ideas. You need to understand generally what is being spoken about. What is the topic? What is the subject? For example, is it science? Is it history? Is it arts? You need to understand the general ideas, because they're not going to ask you very, very specific questions, right? And if they do, they're going to give you some information. They're going to give you something to listen to again, or they're going to give you a very specific word. So, details. Do you need to concentrate on every little detail? No. You'll be writing all the time, not listening. Stick to the big ideas. But, okay, sorry. Having said that, technical words. If they give you some scientific word or some technological word, do you need to know it? No. They will give it to you in the question. You will see it in the question and you'll remember, oh yeah, this is the technical word. There will be technical words that even native English speakers have no idea how to write or what they mean or what they are. You don't need to either. What you need to listen to is the explanation of what the technical word refers to or means, because the word itself they will give you in the questions.